हरे कृष्णा भगवद गीता सतीस चैप्टर नंबर 9 द मोस्ट कॉन्फिडेंशियल नॉलेज टेक्स्ट नंबर 17 ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाया ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाया ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाया पितामहस्य जगतो माता तात पितामहम् वेद्यं पवित्र ओंकार ऋक्षमायजुरेव च पितामहस्य जगतो माता तात पितामहम् वेद्यं पवित्र ओंकार ऋक्षमायजुरेव च ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद दि फाउंडर आचार्य ऑफ इंटरनेशनल सोसाइटी फॉर कृष्णा कॉन्शियसनेस जय श्रील प्रभुपाद I am the father of this universe, the mother, the support and the grandsire. I am the object of knowledge, the purifier and the syllable om. I am also the Rig, the Sama and the Ajur Vedas. Om Jnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Saksharan Militam Menam Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaham नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिन् इति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवै गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाशात देश धारिणे हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Hare Krishna, now we are in chapter 9, the most confidential knowledge, text number 17. So, we all having a father, mother, but Krishna says in this shloka, he is a supreme father. We are having a many life, not only this life. Many people, they think that actually, once this life is finished, everything is finished, chapter closed. Not like that, a chapter is not closed. Chapter is always a new chapter is open in our life. So there are many life is there, many life, one after another, until we go to the spiritual world, Vaikuntha planet, Goloka, Vrindavanam, we have the life after life. Every life, we have a father and mother. We think that he is my father and he is my mother. But actually, we have crossed many father and many mother. And we also father to some children. And next life, somebody will become the father and mother. So in this way, actually, we are actually crossed many life. Here, Krishna says here in this shloka, he is a Pitaham Asya Jagato. I am the supreme father, I am the supreme mother. So this is the position. So when we see the pastime from Srimad Bhagavatam, the son of Chitraketu Maharaj, he is passed away. He had millions of wives. Unfortunately, he did not had any even one son. So he was marrying so many. Then by the mercy of the sadhu, by the mercy of the rishis, munis, and he got a one son. His name is Harsha Shoka. Harsha Shoka means he gives the joy as well as he gives the dukkha also he gives. So he had this is a very long past times. So unfortunately all other he had millions of wife and only one wife is blessed with a boy. So other wife they don't like because the king is attached to this. Only one wife who begated the children. And he did not bother about the all other queens. So all other queens decided because of this boy only. This king is not at all caring us. He is caring only the first principal wife, queen. So anyway, he is not caring us. So let us kill this child. So in this way, they all decided and killed this child. So then Chitraketu Maharaj and he was crying like anything. The first wife, she she was also crying like anything. Actually, she was blaming the Supreme Personality of Godhead. How come you are saying you are Supreme Lord? You killed my small children. And this way, she was actually blaming. Then Narada Muni appeared on the scene. Narada Muni appeared and he explained to Chitraketu Maharaj the devotional service, the principle of Srimad Bhagavatam. It is, he explained about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then he, by his mystic power, Narada Muni, he brought back the son. He actually passed away, and by the mercy, by the mystic power, he brought back the life of these small children. Then this small children, he started speaking. Narada Muni said that, hey boy, you left your father and mother, they were actually, you see, they were crying like anything. Then this small boy, and he said that you are talking about which boy, which father, which mother have taken next birth. I have another father and mother. This way I have passed many life. I had many father and many mother. So which mother you are talking about? So this way, this small children, he started talking like this way. Then Chitraketu Maharaj, he understood. Then Narada Muni explained that the principle of the devotional service. So from this we can see we have a father and mother, but the supreme, the original father is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. In this sloka, Krishna says, Pitaham Masya Jagato Mata Tata Pitamaha. I am the father, I am the mother, I am the grandfather also, Krishna says. Even we have a father and mother, but they are actually part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We can say they are the representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then Krishna says he is a support. Support. If God is not supplying, then we will die. Krishna actually is the perfect support. Because if Krishna is not providing air, what will happen? Everyone will die. We cannot even stay for 2 minutes. So many people are talking big things actually. If the Lord is not supplying the air, finished everything within 2 minutes, the entire world is collapsed. Finished. So Krishna says here, I am the support. Krishna is providing air, water, and Krishna is providing the fire. Krishna is providing the sun, moon. So many things Krishna is actually providing. If Krishna is not providing, and we can't live. So the real support is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Then further he is saying, the object of knowledge is Krishna. Object of knowledge, Krishna says, Krishna. Object of knowledge is me. So actually we all know what is our object of our knowledge is making money. This is what we know from the childhood. As soon as we born, everyone will say, you educate, you get a better educate, you become the engineer, or you become the you become the doctor, and you make money, then you will be successful. This is what actually we heard from our parents or grandparents, grandfather and grandmother. But Krishna here says, object of knowledge is me. Yeah, so this is actually the real object. Because as long as we are not keeping the object of knowledge is Krishna, then whatever the knowledge which we are having is actually, it is not complete. So we should, whatever the knowledge we are acquiring, we should make sure that it is a culminating to the Krishna, to understanding about the Krishna. So whatever we learn, if it is a progressing towards the Supreme Lord, then that knowledge is actually perfect. Then Krishna says, a purifier. I am the purifier. Just like, for example, if something has fall on the floor, for example, sambar is a fall on the floor, and we take the cloth and we actually clean the floor. Then what will happen? The floor become clean, but the cloth, all the sambar will come to the cloth. It is not that the floor also clean and the cloth also clean. It is remain as it is. It is not like that way. But actually, when we chant the holy name of Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. When we chant the holy name, when we worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, what is happening? Our heart is cleaned. The holy name of Krishna enter into our heart, and it cleanses. it cleanses our heart, then heart become very purified, and the name, the Krishna's name, also remain pure. You see, when we clean the floor and the floor become clean, but all the sambar came to the cloth and the cloth become very, very dirty, then we have to wash that cloth. Then only the cloth also will become pure. But when we see, when we chant the holy name of Krishna, that's why Krishna says here, I am the purifier. I am the purifier means, as soon as we chant the holy name of Krishna, and the Krishna's name is not contaminated, our heart is cleaned, and the Krishna's name is remain pure. That's why Krishna says, I am the purifier. Not only the holy name of Krishna, whatever the activities, the devotional service which we perform, it will purify us. That's why Krishna says, I am the purifier. Then after that, Krishna says, I am the syllable Om. In Vedic mantra, there are many mantras are there. All the mantras are start with a Om. Om Keshwaya Namaha, Om Narayanaya Namaha, Madhvaya Namaha, Om Govindaya Namaha, Om Vishnavaya Namaha. So like this way, there are many mantras are there in the Vedas and Upanishad, and everywhere it is given. So all the mantras are start with a Om. Without Om, this is the mantra is incomplete. So every mantra, it is start with a Om. That Om, Krishna says, that is actually the Pranava mantra. That Pranava mantra, Krishna says, I am that Pranava mantra. Pitaham Masya Jagato Mata Tata Pitamaham Vedyam Pavitra Omkara. That is actually Omkara. Krishna says, I am that Omkara. Then further Krishna says, all the Vedas, I am the all the Vedas. I am also the Rig Veda, Sama Veda and Yajur Veda. There are four Vedas are there. Sama Veda, Yajur Veda, Rig Veda and other Veda. That Krishna says, all these Vedas are I am. I am to be understand. The purpose of all the Vedas, you have to understand the Krishna. Sarvasya chaham ridhisanna vishto matta smithi jnanam apohanam cham vedaisa sarvai ahameva vedyo. After reading the Vedas, I am to be understood. Krishna says, I am to be understood. All the Vedas also I am. So as a essence of this shloka is that Krishna is the Supreme Father, Supreme Mother. Pitaham Asya Jagato. We all having a father and mother, that is actually for this lifetime, and the next lifetime somebody will become the father and mother. So in this way we have a several life, and the supreme, the ultimate father and mother is a Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna. The next Krishna says, he is a supporter. Because a supporter means he is actually completely giving protection, and he is completely giving all the whatever the necessities for our life. When we see our father and mother, our relative, the government is giving something, but ultimately if God is not supplying the earth water, if he is not giving water finished, what can we do? We cannot drink. If we are not able to drink anything, we cannot live even half day, we cannot live without water. So Krishna is providing water, air, and he is providing sun, moon and fire. Everything is providing. That's why Krishna says, I am the supporter. Then Krishna says, object of knowledge is me. Then Krishna says, purifier. That's why we should chant the holy name of Krishna. Then Krishna says, I am the syllable Om, Omkara. Then Krishna says, all the Vedas, I am to be known. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, thank you all very much. Your humble servant, Rasika Govinda Das, Jagat Guru Shila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Hari Om Tat Sat.